I'm escaping to the one place that hasn't been corrupted by capitalism. Space!
Pretty fucking good, dude.
Were you on time?
You caught me off guard, but I think I hit the exact moment I needed to.
Okay, all right. That's pretty good.
You say power, I say Rangers.
Oh, no.
You say ninja, I say storm.
What is? I don't know what that, I don't power know what that is.
So they're streaming all of the Power Rangers movies, or all the Power
Twitch.
Rangers television.
Right.
On Twitch.
Yeah.
And I've been jumping in. This is not my actual intro topic. This is just the thing I've been doing.
No, sure.
And I've just been jumping in, like, when I'm eating breakfast or whatever, or, like, if I just have, like, 20 minutes between a class, and I'll sit with Chase and we'll watch it together.
Great.
It's so fun. At the beginning, it was, like, borderline insufferable, but now picking apart, like, the different ways that each of the
Once
shows
they start
are
to develop the characters.
Yes. Yeah, not I mean, really. It's... You really have to form a relationship with the characters
once
on
you
screen.
Once you relate to how they get
even
bullied
though they,
at school.
They dump the five or so teenagers in a ditch at the end of every season, you really...
Well, I mean, they grow up and they become well-rounded people.
Prostitutes.
Who know Kung Fu or whatever it is the Power Rangers do.
But they're no longer teens with attitude. It kind of like the effect is gone.
Is there a Power Rangers episode where... they have to resist drugs? Is there a very special
episode
of...
All of them.
I mean, they don't really need them because they're magic ninja people.
They're all roided out and shit.
I mean, they're pretty like small. They're like, I don't know, they got like swimmer bodies.
Yeah, but the girls have like clits the size of your thumb.
Oh, yeah, unbearable clits.
Unbearable clits. Yeah, I mean, they when they're in the outfits, they can't stop twitching because their clits are so huge and it's just rubbing up against them because it's skin tight.
I really loved working on the Power Rangers. That was really like my breakout role. But the toll it took on my clit was just just unbearable. And,
total clit destruction.
But you know, if I had the opportunity to do it again, I would ruin my clit a second time. Speaking of clit ruining, this new movie's coming out.
Our girls are going to be in the theaters ruining their clits, watching the new Mighty Morphin Power Rangers on the screen.
Yeah, watching those Mighty Morphin Power Rangers morph into scissoring.
I hope so. I mean, it's 2017. I would hope that they have gay representation.
No, they do. That was the joke I was making.
They do?
Yeah, they made one of the Rangers gay.
Which one?
I don't fucking... Who cares? I think it's a girl.
Pink Ranger, probably.
Maybe.
So I basically based how good a Power Rangers show on, based on, it's good if it has a hot girl in it, or if the CGI is bad, because they moved to CGI at a certain point.
It's all of them.
Basically, they're all entertaining.
Great.
There's one where the Red Ranger is supposed to be vaguely Native American, but instead he comes off like a surfer bro. But he'll do like horribly offensive Native American stereotype things, but he's a surfer bro.
Just
so like
smoking
like
peyote on a surfboard.
That and swinging from vines.
Wait. I don't know where you've been reading up on Native American stereotypes.
I don't know where Chaim Sabin, the creator of Power Rangers, read up on Native American stereotypes, but I think he's down the wrong track.
I mean, because maybe he was studying Native Americans just on the wrong continent.
The proper term is Native American, not this Indian. And then he sees a bunch of people shitting in the streets.
Do they actually bring? Does he bring that up? Does he talk?
No.
Does he set people straight? No.
Okay. No, I was making a joke about Chaim Sabin not knowing the difference between Native American Indians and Continental Indians.
Ah, I see.
Or country Indians, but anyways, yeah. There's one where one of the characters' father is a hamster, a horrible CGI monstrosity hamster.
What?
That's pretty good.
Wait, a Power Rangers father?
Yes. Yes. The Green Ranger, his dad is a hamster. I believe that's in, maybe it's Ninja Storm or Wild Force. I don't know.
But is there a reason?
I don't know. He's a monk. He speaks in a Chinese accent.
I didn't watch enough
to really know. I just caught a couple episodes of that. Wow. Yeah, it's a hamster monk. They have like two animations for him. There was another one where there's a you know the Megazords, like the big old robots.
Yes, of course.
One of the big old robots is an ape. And he climbs up to the top of a tree and rips bananas from it and uses them as throwing stars. And he does this in every episode. Like, that's his attack. And they use the same animation every time.
Yeah, I mean, they got to reuse that good stuff.
Yeah. Anyways, it's been quite the adventure. My brain's melting a little bit. It gave me an uncomfortable desire to see the movie. So it was very effective. I mean, they did a good job.
2017,
great marketing strategy.
2017 is getting really difficult to plan out because I now have too many movies that I need to get absolutely smashed and go to the theater and see.
We missed Triple X.
Is that over?
That's done. We can watch the Blu-ray of that. We'll watch that on Blu-ray.
Yeah, we have to. I mean, have you seen the trailer for Geostorm?
No.
That's amazing. Okay.
What is that?
That's about, oh God, what's his name? Give me 1 second. I'm just going to read you the plot synopsis on IMDb, okay?
Yes.
It's Gerard Butler.
Oh, boy.
All right, so you know it's good. and it's by at least one producer of Independence Day. I don't know which Independence Day, but it's like 2012 people. It's like, you know, it's not directed by what's-his-face, but it's close enough.
Roland Emmerich. It's not Roland Emmerich.
It's not Roland Emmerich, but it's like, it's his posse.
That studio.
Yeah. See, they got rid of the synopsis that I liked and replaced it with one that makes it sound like a real movie, and I don't like that. Well, I'll just have to recite it from my memory. It's about a climate scientist who has to go to space to stop a bunch of satellites from changing the weather and destroying the world. Meanwhile, his brother discovers an assassination plot to kill the president.
Wait, what? That's like two different movies.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I mean, we have
to... Is Gerard Butler the scientist or the dude who has to stomp the assassination?
I believe he's the scientist. He's credited
no!
as Drake.
No! Yeah. No! Yeah, it's Christmas... It's what the fuck? Christmas Jones all over again from the James Bond movie where the hot lady is a nuclear physicist. Oh... How am I supposed to believe Gerard Butler is a scientist, man? He's too much of a hunk.
Yeah, he's a little too roguish looking.
But yeah, that's a good one. I'm down for that.
There's going to be a new Luc Besson movie, which looks bad, right?
Bad. Good bad or bad bad?
Valerian and the City of a Thousand Cities? Planet of a Thousand Cities? City of a Thousand Planets?
Uh-huh.
That, I mean, it's got... It's got that guy whose face I hate in it. Yeah, it's got John Goodman.
Then it's bound to be good, man.
Ethan Hawke. Yeah, this is all-star cast. Oh yeah, it's got Dane DeHaan. It's got Chronicle guy. And he just looks like he's been punched twice in the eyes all the time.
So his new movie is Valerian. Oh, what the fuck? It's got that model turned actress in it.
Oh. Cara Delevingne.
He's doing a Colombiana too. Nobody even saw Colombiana except for me.
I don't know what that is. Yeah,
Rihanna's in this movie.
Which one?
Rihanna's in Valerian.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, no, this is a huge budget production.
Wow, what the fuck?
And it's Luc Besson, so I'm excited.
Dane DeHaan, as you know him as Green Goblin from.
Yeah, I was gonna say like, wait, I liked Chronicle. Why do I hate this man and his face? That's probably why.
What's the line from that movie?
Isn't that the question of the day?
There we go.
I can't remember names, but I remember that on cue.
It's such a fucking great, terrible line. Oh man. Anyways.
Speaking of terrible lines.
Yeah.
Should this podcast go up tonight or next week?
I don't know. I don't want you to have to cut the whole thing tonight, so.
See, if I put it up tonight, you assume I'm going to cut it, which is very nice of you. That's a nice compliment. But if it goes up tonight, it ain't getting cut. I mean, like, the next thing we do is probably going to have to be...
Preview?
Winter preview.
Fuck.
You know, there used to be a time when there was, like, a few days between seasons, but, like, everything I'm watching ends in a week, and then in 9 days, Attack on Titan Season 2 starts.
Oh, hell yeah!
You didn't like that show.
I know, you're right, but I'm still interested. I mean, it will remind me of the parts that I read in the manga, you know?
You gotta know what's in the basement.
Anyways, yeah. We can just forsake my anecdote. It's not important. Let's just do
Did you
the,
have an anecdote?
It would kind of kill the vibe.
It's all right.
I just
don't want my vibe killed.
8-year-old girls, the music they listen to is hardcore trap. And the videos they watch are twerk videos.
Oh, yeah.
So absolutely. I basically, this week, have decided that I'm not going to have children.
Cool.
Because I can't stand that future, Declan.
Or you could have children and then raise them in the woods all wholesome, Varg style.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I should get, like, stranded on an island with my children.
You can go and full then Little House on the Prairie. Hey, you can do whatever.
Oh, Little House on the Prairie sounds pretty good, but then, like, one of my daughters would go blind, and I'm like, that's not great.
I mean, you just get the smallpox vaccine, then you go in the woods. You get the benefits of modern technology, and then you leave.
Are there even woods to flee to anymore? Like, can you go off the grid now, man?
Oh, yeah, there's woods everywhere.
All right, we should give that a go sometime.
Don't let anyone see you, but yeah, there's woods all over the damn place.
All right. Anyways, that's it. We're out of the question for a bit, but I might become a hermit, so that might bring it back. But
it's nice, let me tell you.
Hermitude.
Did we tell you about how we were on Discord and we all found my sister's Twitter account?
No, what?
Oh, it was pretty good. It was pretty good.
Oh, boy, is it rough?
Oh, it's really rough.
I need to see this shit.
Okay, well, let's just do this now.
I mean, we could do it after. We can do it after, but I do need to see that.
Okay, because, yeah, it's good. There's stuff about me in there. And
no,
and it's good. Yeah, we were.
There.
I made everyone lose their mind because I don't get offended, but I was making Connor and Steven almost fucking die with the shit she was saying. It was amazing.
What does she think of the podcast?
Oh, she loves it, man. I'll just show you this tweet as a little taste,
Too real.
That's from. Oh, 25th of May, 2015.
That's dire. That's fucking dire, man. All caps.
It's a funny
She's not
one.
Fucking around there.
No,
oh,
no.
Oh, Lord.
Oh,
Fuck.
Wow. Yeah.
There's no sort of punctuation.
No, she's upset about this donut I ate.
She needed to get that ASAP.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways. Oh, she refers to you by name, which is funny.
Also, look who just followed us on Twitter. Following Three Weebos, number one fan.
Oh my god!
Isn't she? She looks like a nice.
She
lady.
Looks like she really enjoys some anime.
Oh yeah, definitely.
here's a good tweet from 15 hours ago. Thanks to God.
Yeah, first Thanks. Tweet ever. Thanks to God.
Thanks God.
She's following 284 people.
I mean, we're part of an exclusive club. Think about how many people there are on the planet.
Following the likes of Online Casino Reports, Coffee Board, Chioma Akpotha, Kate Henshaw.
I mean, I'm flattered. We're amongst the likes of Yvonne Nelson and hashtag take you home.
The fact that we are apparently the only white people that she will willingly follow is pretty impressive.
I think it's indicative of how with it and hip we are.
Yeah, or she just doesn't. Realize nah, that can't be it.
Well, anime podcast could go either way.
It's just like it goes from like all these like super black people to just anime icons as I'm scrolling down her follow, and then we go back to the African Americans. It's a very strange this is a strange robot. I don't know how these robots work anymore. Like I know how I would design a robot for Twitter.
I mean, this is a perfect robot by my estimation. So
pretty much. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what its goal is, but it's doing a pretty good job, probably. All right. Got to get off the Twitter.
Okay.
So, hey, Ethan, how's it going?
Hi, Declan.
Hey, so we were kind of struggling to come up with something to watch this week, weren't we?
Yes.
And
but sometimes the Lord just speaks to you.
Sometimes he, yeah, you open a door or a window, and we were going to watch a show, and then neither of us could watch the show because we were busy. Mm-hmm. So we're going to watch a certain gay basketball anime, not the one you're thinking of. And then I, at the very last second, I was still desperately searching for something that was just perfect, just right. And I came across
a buzzer beater, man.
I seriously did. It was not to toot my own horn, but I'm pretty impressed with this. I came across a little movie called Mass Effect Lost Paragon.
Isn't it Paragon Lost?
Right. Yeah.
Fuck. Oh my god.
Paragon Lost.
Yes.
Whatever that fucking means. From 2012, and I said, "Oh, this is perfect. This is literally the most perfect thing. This is the." It somehow ended up becoming the best, most topical thing we've talked about on the show so far. Everything else has been random, like whatever. This is actually relevant.
We're riding the wave right now.
Yeah.
We're surfing that shit.
We're going to get huge because no one else has ever seen this. We're introducing it to the masses.
I'm pretty sure we like dug this out of the garbage bin of history alongside like the Dead Space whatever movie, you know. The Dead Resident Space, Evil 3D some, movies. Yeah.
That Final Fantasy movie that cost $300 million.
Oh, The Spirit Within.
We should watch that.
I've seen pieces of The Spirits Within. It looks like a good, very boring, hilarious time.
Yeah, that's the thing. It'll probably be really boring. But,
lots of shots of eyes. Anyways.
I bet. Eye technology. So yeah, in honor of Mass Effect Andromeda, which just came out. We decided that, you know, in the spirit of things that are animated poorly and look like garbage, we should probably check out this movie, and I don't think it disappointed, at all.
Yeah. I don't even need to consume any more Mass Effect content this year.
Have you played the other Mass Effects?
I have played two. I played Mass Effect 2, the game.
Oh, do you play? Okay. Just two.
I just played two.
All right. Gotcha. All I know about Mass Effect is nothing, except for people like Rex and you can bang the blue lady, and that's it. I've never played a Mass Effect game. I played the demo for two, I think, and I didn't know how to shoot the guns, and all the conversations seemed really stilted and weird and awkward, so I said no thank you.
You got the truest Mass Effect experience then.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, like, everyone's complaining about Andromeda, which is particularly bad. I started seeing the gifs from that the other day, and I was like, wow, this is going to become a thing, and boy, did it. But all BioWare games have always seemed that way to me. I don't know if that's just me. Like, I tried to play Knights of the Old Republic, and it didn't really work.
I mean, that's pretty old.
Yeah, I guess.
Mass Effect, once you get past that initial exterior of...
Once you get past the Uncanny Valley.
Yes, and the writing starts to win you over, and the character dynamic stuff is fun, but that's secondary at this point.
Mm-hmm.
What really matters is Paragon Lost. I almost said Paradise Lost.
Right. Yeah.
But so this follows a side character from the games who is basically just a gigantic sad sack.
So yeah, I was going to ask how relevant. Because I didn't really realize that he was going to be in the games until like the end of this movie, but is he like how prevalent is he in the game in three? I assume or
you
two?
Can bang him.
Okay, so pretty prevalent.
No, so he doesn't really do anything other than whine his backstory, which we got to see.
Okay,
he's a bit of a loser. He's still voiced by Freddie Prinze Jr., which
God damn
hilarious.
It, I know you spoiled it. I
Cut it. Well, shit.
It's too late.
Yeah. It's too late.
I didn't realize that until the very end of the movie where I was looking at the credits on Anime News Network and I went, "What? Oh my God."
Yeah. No, he's basically worthless in the games.
Okay.
I didn't have any sort of affinity towards him because I was playing a male shepherd who liked ladies. But
you still banged him, right?
I mean, dude. I intentionally didn't do any romantic options. Just abused everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Renegade.
I did the right thing in the where it counted. Like, you know, out in the world, I saved the races. But everyone around me suffered at the hand of Shepard.
I feel you. That's pretty. They gave you that option, right?
I'm a tragic genius.
A possibility. Tragic genius Shepard just smacking people across the face.
You've seen that video.
You respect me on my spaceship. I'm Shepard.
I will put you out the airport. Enjoy the vacuum of space, nerd.
I'm that the Shepard. You call me the Shepard. Have you seen the
Grovel?
Did Shepard have a catchphrase?
We can bang, right? Have you seen that video?
I think I have, yeah.
Oh, that's a classic.
Bang later, okay. Yeah, no,
we'll bang, okay.
Right. But the new rider, first of all, is instead of the shepherd, he/she is the Pathfinder. And not only does this character want everyone to actually call him her Pathfinder, but his catchphrase is, "We got this."
No! Oh, God. What is this? That sounds too much like Power Rangers, honestly.
You're in the Power Rangers zone. There are multiple dialogue options where you can choose to say, "We got this."
Oh, man. My sensibilities.
In honor of BioWare in general, this podcast, our script this episode, which if you didn't know, this is a scripted podcast, our script was written by Anthony Birch this week. So thank you, Anthony, for that contribution. And you
if
might
it
be
seems stilted, that's why.
No, and I might be thinking, you might be thinking, hey, he wrote Borderlands 2. It has nothing to do with BioWare. Well, it's the same shit, really. So we're gonna start reading from the script right now. Cool story, bro.
Raffle.
It's over 9,000.
Lamau. Where's the beef?
Reaching way back in the vault for that one.
I like Ike.
I'm firing my laser.
Bwah!
I'm trying to think of farther back memes. I can't go any farther than I like
Ike. Have you seen
Ike.
That dancing baby?
Oh, okay. Yep. That's all I got.
That's all I got too. I don't keep current with memes. It's a dark path.
Yeah, no, it's all I know.
There's no memes in my crazy hermit house that I have now since I started this podcast. My children will not be exposed to the memeage.
Oh, your supply's been cut off.
Oh shit. Is that what it is now? If you make a blockade against memes, the US government stops sending you supplies?
No, I mean your supply of memes has been cut off.
I did that intentionally.
You're gonna be like that guy in Into the Wild. You're gonna think you're fine.
I eat the wrong seeds or whatever and get toxified.
You die of blood poisoning or something.
Die of being in a Sean Penn movie. Anyway,
he was out of memes, Doctor. He died of a broken heart. Well, what did the fellow expect? No memes. No memes, no life. All right. This movie's from 2012. As I mentioned.
Yes.
Production IG.
It looks like a Production IG movie. But
yeah.
Because you can get there's a sliding scale on Production IG. And this is on the farthest end to the left in terms of quality. It's like you turned it all the way down to low.
I've seen some, I don't know, maybe. I've seen some pretty bad shows, man. Oh, and this is English dub only. Only this all-star Gaijin cast.
You got Vic Mangina.
Yep. Love him.
He's all over this movie. I think if I'm not, it sounds like he's in five roles, but it might just be people who sound like him.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Vic Mignogna.
Oh, Mignogna.
Vic McSagnuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's in this movie.
Vic McGnocchi is a little delicious potato pasta. Oh, Monica Rial is in this. I could have guessed, but I kept thinking I heard her voice. And I was like, let's look up the character. No, that's not her. I don't know.
But yeah.
This.
Do we want to dive in?
I will briefly explain. Okay. I'm going to.
Brief us on this.
I'm going to dip your toes into the deep lore of Mass Effect. I can't find help. I've lost my Paragon. I don't know. Shit. If you're wondering why I'm talking quieter this week, it's because this time I'm in my house. I got to change locations every week. Because otherwise otherwise I can't get it. It's the only way I can finish the podcast. I mean.
Yeah.
So Mass Effect Paragon Lost is about a bunch of space marines who go onto a planet and fight some guys, and then they leave. And then they go onto another planet, and then strange things start happening. And then they fight some other guys. And then the movie's over. Ethan, what did you think of Mass Effect Paragon Lost?
I feel like they could have had more parts where they're fighting guys.
Yeah, not
more
enough for
planets.
You.
I was very disappointed by the lack of Shepard.
They talk about him a little bit.
I really wanted to see a sexy femme Shep. That's what I show up for. They had Liara, which is great. More fan service is what I would like. I would like more fan service in my Mass Effect game. More sex.
Wait, is this Blue Lady the same Blue Lady as in the games?
So they talk to the Blue Lady in the game on the phone. They call
the
her
hologram
up. They're like, ring, ring.
Okay.
We need information about the aliens. And she's like, I think these aliens were killed by other aliens. And then the Blue Lady in our movie, I have her labeled as Blue Sex Lady.
Okay, you called her by her name, so I just thought you knew who she was.
I know the other one that they ringed up is Liara. But ours is Tria,
right?
Who is not Liara. But I just call her Blue Sex Lady because that's what they are in the Mass Effect games.
Gotcha.
We could go into the nuance of this, or we could just talk about how like all of the Marines are dude bros.
So this is set between 1 and 2 or 2 and 3? It must be between 2 and 3, right?
This is 1 and 2. Because everyone thinks that Shepard is dead until the start of 2.
Oh, right. Duh. Yeah, okay. I was going to say, because it came out between 2 and 3, but I guess whatever.
Yeah.
It takes a long time to make these movies.
Everybody was desperate for a Vega movie. You know? Like, everyone's like, I want a Vega spinoff. He's so interesting with his dark backstory.
He's...
Ay, Dios mío!
He's Hispanic. He's got some heritage.
Arriba, arriba! Angle, angle!
He stays with his true to his roots. Gotta remind yourself of your familia. Oh, so our characters, we got James Vega, our dude. Our main connection to the games. Freddie Prinze Jr., FPJ.
Mm-hmm.
We got Essex,
he's sexual harassment, man, in my notes.
He's asexual harassment. He's a smart ass. We got Archdunk. Archunk? Archunk? I don't
remember that guy.
I don't know. I don't either. I don't know. We got Nikki, who is the nerdy...
He was the newbie at the beginning, and now he's a part of the team. He's like a science man.
Right, right, right.
Who's Camille. She's a lady.
Camille is a lady.
She's a lady.
And it starts off kind of aliens-like, obviously, because it's Space Marines. With like them talking about
they abandon that quickly.
The lady, it's just like, oh, we gotta have banter at the beginning of this. SX touches Camille's. So like, he's supposed to be like, damn, Camille, you're the only lady, and you're hot as heck, girl. But like, it's like she gives him some sass for hitting on her, but like, she does not look curvier or more feminine than anyone else in here with the armor on. Like, they didn't stylize these characters, and it's all so plain looking, which we'll get to. But like, they give this slow pan over her body, and it's just a solid gray rectangle all the way up, and it's supposed to be like, yeah, man, look at this. And it could have been Vega's body.
Girl, I have no you're idea. So polygonal.
You're so Korean animated.
So he makes a really awful joke here, where he's like, oh man, love seeing you go commando. Vomit-inducing fucking harassment.
So this movie is a huge, it warned us, because it's all the faces in this movie are so boring and emotionless the entire time, and it's like they knew what was going to happen to Mass Effect.
When they do display emotions, it's so overdone and ludicrous and doesn't match up with the actual, like, what the people are saying at all. It's so overdone, and Freddie Prinze Jr. will be kind of like subdued, but his guy will just be wiling out.
Yeah, and I'm just like, Freddie Prinze Jr. has a deep voice, which is kind of crazy.
Might have graveled it up a little bit.
Yeah, he's really, he just got older.
So this, beyond the just warning us about the facial animation, it also predicts the end of Mass Effect 3 with the first line in this movie, which is, it all comes down to a couple decisions.
Oh, yeah. I mean, should we go through the plot of the movie?
I don't see why not. We can kind of brush over it a little bit, but you know.
Yeah, I did have some clips I wanted to play, sure. But you need to let me convert them to WAV files because I forgot. So, in this movie,
yes,
we're still on the ship. It's a long intro, but it's, you got to set up everything, you know.
Got to establish these characters that you're gonna like. So you could feel for them throughout the movie.
So this movie has a lot of unnecessary rotating camera angles.
Yes.
Especially in the beginning here of this boring Space Marine crew gearing up. I guess production IG, I mean, I guess they know their audience, right? Westerners like fluidity more, which is why this movie looks like, you know, there's like three solidly colored objects on the screen at any given point, and there's no gradients or effects, After Effects, or anything. So it's
visual
just
interest of any kind, really.
Nothing, but they have a lot of smooth camera movement. And one of my favorites at the beginning here is, like, Essex makes fun of Vega because he has this military boner for Shepard. And then it's like he makes a little gay joke about him, like, hey, are you going to make Shepard your boyfriend? And then immediately we are treated to a hilariously dramatic rotating camera shot of Vega giving a speech while staring straight ahead and talking about Shepard. And also he cocks his fucking gun.
It looks like it's a really, if we were shooting this with a real camera, it would have been a really wide lens. So his face is all super distorted too. And his, like, eyes aren't spaced right. It's not easy to do.
No, here, like, I give you the file.
Oh boy!
Like he just makes a little like, oh, he gave Shepard, yeah, and then we just go bam right in here.
You think I'm ashamed to show respect for someone who saved billions of lives? I'm proud to follow.
Oh
that
shit!
Example.
I'm sorry. I started
Laugh
already.
Laugh it up all you want, pretty boy. Oh,
that's
I know
fine.
Who my heroes are.
I'll figure it out.
Okay, someone's a little defensive.
Got a whole week.
Whatever, man. You want a hero to worship? I'm right here.
Want a hero to worship? I'm right here, baby.
Oh man.
What are you, gay? You gay for Shepard, bro? You gay?
You want to Shepard your weenie into the Shepard butt?
Do you like men? That's a bad thing. We don't like people who like men, even though this is Mass Effect. We're
liking men is still evil, even in space.
Space gays.
No space gays here.
Even though you, I mean, I guess it's, he was kind of right, because he does.
I mean, there's
Vega can bang Shepard
in this movie. Oh yeah, wait, who was right? Oh yeah, no, Essex.
He called that
totally
shit.
Vindicated.
He outed him right there. I mean, that's probably why he went to such a dramatic speech, is to distract from the fact that, like, yes, indeed.
Yeah, no, posthumous vindication, spoilers.
He's flexing his legs as long as he can, like, just really super hard to get rid of that turgid boner he's got.
Isn't turgid boner, like, kind of redundant?
Yeah, I just wanted to get both of them.
I guess you can have, they're both good words. Yeah. I guess you could have a particularly turgid boner.
Yeah, like, you know, like the ones where you feel like it's going to pop.
Oh, God. You need to stop taking testosterone.
Dude, how am I going to look like Vega if I don't take so much testosterone, bro?
That's a good point. My cat needs to fuck off.
Yeah.
She wants
I can't
to
stop
zap.
Punching I'm things, just... though. When does that go away?
That's a problem. I don't know if that...
Anyways.
You need a tolerance break.
Tea break.
Drink a lot of tap water.
Tea break.
Tea break, yeah. So, there's a... Why did I write down... Oh, right. SX touches their butt. Whatever. I have this other clip. I don't even know what this is. I don't know. You listen to it.
Okay.
And I know what I've named it, but...
He's just ready for some
gotcha.
Action, aren't you? You see any sign of that tactical package yet?
Tactical package.
Is that's okay. I guess that was it because he says tactical package. I like. So they don't know who their enemy is yet. They're just flying on the ship, and their commander guy shows up, and they have to make him seem like a tough ass. So he says, "That's right, virgins."
Yes.
And that's kind of the only insulting thing he says.
Because Full Metal Jacket, you know, it's like you got to have the the higher ups belittle the lower people. But like, I guess
I don't think Full Metal Jacket invented that.
No.
I mean, of course, military.
Of course, it was. Yeah, but like this, you know, it's in movies now.
No, I feel you.
Yeah, but at the same time, Vega's like a lieutenant, so like I don't think he's really gonna be catching that level of shit anymore.
You'd
Do you think
so.
He'd fall under the blanket virgin term? He probably should have given him an exception. Everybody
he's
except
saving
for
himself
Vega.
For Shepard.
Yeah. So yeah, and then they all go, "Hoorah! Let's go kill us some aliens."
Yeah. So he tells them it's the Krogans. They gotta fight the Krogans. And my favorite part about this whole situation is that the Krogan are attacking a medicine planet.
Yep.
Which like it's like the writers. Do the writers know how medicine works? It's like they were. It's like they were thinking, "What's worth protecting? What's good? What's a good thing? Mm-hmm. Medicine. It's a planet. It's a big planet of medicine. It's just
well, they needed the people to be completely removed from the war effort because they can't be like a weapons facility because then you know, total war rules. Man, they're a fair game.
But I don't even think there's people living there. I think it's just a planet that extracts medicine. It's like. The streets are paved with ibuprofen, and there's just
seas of codeine.
That sounds pretty. I want to go to Medicine Planet.
Yeah,
I need my medicine.
I don't know if you want to go there anymore.
That's the hidden level of Mass Effect Andromeda. As you find the Medicine Planet, which is where all the writers and animators were while making the game.
We have so much money. Oh, so much money! It's so little time. Hasn't that game been in development for like 4 or 5 years?
Five years. Yeah. Oh, they forgot. We forgot the eyes.
Ah.
Oh, well.
I just saw. I saw a particularly horrific glitch in like the newest 2K baseball game, where the faces.
Why are you playing the newest 2K baseball game?
I'm not
game?
Playing it. I saw a clip of it.
Oh.
Even though those are good.
Yeah. No, I heard.
It looked like a bunch of pins sticking out of a dude's face, like
ooh, Hellraiser.
Their face is there are only two depth levels to this guy's face, and there are spikes from one depth level to the other, and his eyes are sunken super deep in, and he looks like a creature. I mean, that's nightmare shit for sure.
That's bad.
Yeah,
but I mean, the Mass Effect ones are actually they just sort of change the dynamic. They just make the game really good for streaming. Who knows? It could be a secret. It could be a subversive campaign to get the Strems going.
It will never be as good as the other ones. So let's not even bother.
So let's just make it hilarious on purpose. Like my favorite Mass Effect glitch has always been the people zooming around in the background without animating, just kind of like at 100 miles an hour, just zipping past the camera. And it seems like they turned that up to 11 in this game. So people are always just whoop, just right past you. And it's like it actually, weirdly enough, it's made me want to play this game more than any other Mass Effects. But anyways, then there's this, like, a 20-minute fight
scene. How can it be that long? How could it be that long, Declan? I don't fucking understand.
It's actually about... I think it might actually be around that long.
No, it is. I'm just saying, like, why? Like, what the fuck? Because this is the intro to, like, the actual movie, you know?
It's almost like a prologue, though, to the plot of the movie. It's weird. It's because, like, nothing happens in this whole
section.
Nobody
dies. Like, the crew all makes it through.
They, like, set one thing up, sort of, that doesn't really do much later. I have one more clip. I forgot, before they leave the ship, they shout a thing, and I don't know what they said, and I'm going to need your help.
Sir! Alliance Marines are, sir! Hoorah!
Alliance in front of you, sir!
In this battle, they do a thing over and over again, which is it seems like somebody's going to get killed by one of the aliens, and then another dude saves them from being killed.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just the cheapest.
Four times.
Like, and then the thing gets shot from off screen. It's like they do it at least twice.
I think it's
in the span
three
of
or four
5 minutes.
And they keep making reference like, you owe me one, you owe me a drink.
I think there's one guy who keeps
saying,
that's
the sniper,
like, man. Gosh. It's one drink, and then he does another thing. It's like, that's a lifetime of drinks, and then later in the movie they bring it back. That's more than a lifetime of drinks. Great.
Several lifetimes.
He's just going to keep... It's not a good escalation.
It's funnier every time.
It's three, four lifetimes. No, you don't. You stop. You need to make up something else. You need to have a new thing, man.
For that, you got to let me fuck your wife.
I get your firstborn. Yeah.
Prima nocta.
So... we get this really straightforward. It's a really straightforward plot so far, and I don't want to meticulously go through everything that happens, but there's so many good line reads, like just the cheesiest. Like at one point, a Krogan shouts, "Airstrike! No!" it's amazing. And terrible one-liners, so many terrible one-liners, especially in this first fight. Like, get off our lawns, you dirty space turtles, is said.
That was one which, I wrote down.
Yeah, I mean, I was impressed by that. Like, oh, this is Mass Effect writing. That's good. Huh. Way to go. You nailed it.
They do Matrix shit. They do Matrix shit in this opening fight. Like,
there's some slow motion really early in where it's like, it's the very beginning of the movie and they have a really dramatic slow motion shot. It seems like it would be like the climax of the film, and like it's very strange, and it doesn't really lead to anything. It's weird. It's fucking weird. And at this point, I'm wondering what the fuck is this movie going to be about? Because like, where can they go from here? And it turns out they just time skip.
Yep, like two or three years later or whatever.
Yeah, but that first scene had like tons of movement. Like you can tell all of the budget. Which is probably a decent budget, is all in the movement, in the number of frames, and not the art design.
Yes.
At the least, looks like
it also doesn't look like Mass Effect, like at all.
Right, yeah. I mean, Mass Effect is, it's not going to look like anything when there's no detail in anything, right?
But like, you can at least tap into some of the design ideas. I guess the weapons are there, I guess.
Like they have the arm thing.
The Mako.
Yeah,
but
and they sort of have the suit, and they have the ships, but that's it, kind of.
So then we go to the Terminus system, which has like a horrible curse laid on it where everything is CGI at the beginning.
Right. Yeah. So really this huge, industrial planet with shit ass CG, and they make dick jokes.
Yep. And then Harassment Man gets cucked.
I don't even remember what the jokes were, but yeah, they make a joke about, he says, "Hey, my dick's big." And they go, "Hey, your dick's not that big." And then he slits his wrists right there on camera.
It was quite the turn. And then that's actually what the movie's really about.
It's about self-harm. It's actually the sequel to Cyberbully.
They were still on the medicine planet at that point, and he just starts eating the dirt to...
I can't get the cap off this medicine planet. BioWare's going to have to make a sequel to Cyberbully as a video game for after all the shit they've gotten for making this game. They're going to be like, we need to teach people... This isn't okay.
Government-funded games.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely.
Winners don't do drugs. Or use drugs or whatever. What? Yeah, so they Vega is a pathetic beta male. Because he can't make a move on the sexy blue lady. even though he's like a space hunk.
Yeah, and he's taking care of another lady.
Yeah,
kid,
like a little,
not
little
really
girl.
Taken care of, but just kind of picking her up.
She's so
and stuff.
Obnoxious.
And it's like, it's like this little crackhead, retarded hobo girl.
She's missing a tooth.
And there's no reason, but they just made her look like an absolute bum. Even though, like, there's nothing wrong
with
her.
Scrappy.
She's not poor or anything. No. They make her look like she's been railing lines of meth for 3 straight fucking weeks and hasn't slept. Her eyes are sucking. Like, are they trying to make her not cute? Because, like, this is a hard anime. This is hardcore. Can't have cute girls in our anime.
Sexy blue ladies are cool, like, though.
What is the... That's true, yeah. They make her boobalicious, so I don't know what the...
They should have made this little girl boobalicious that we would found bored.
They could have at least given her a human face.
Yes.
But, yeah. So,
I'm a Marbean!
Hey, I'm Agent April. I'm not good at living.
She has no real character trait other than knows Vega
and
wants to be... And she's like, I want to be a Marine. And then Vega's like, you can be a Marine.
I'm doing my part.
That's their entire interaction.
This is all... This movie was a viral marketing campaign for Starship Troopers 2.
Oh, man.
I want to have lots.
Hopes up.
I want to have lots of happy Mexican space babies.
We're married.
She does say that. Vega has a single mom that he hangs out with. I don't know that he's friends with. And then also there's Blue. I just call her Blue because she's a blue lady. So flat and boring, just like every other character.
Tentacle head.
She's got that tentacle head, yeah. Do some crazy stuff with that tentacle head.
Is that like hair? Like, does she pull it back? Or, like, can you peel the layers off of her tentacle head?
Or, I mean, the only alternative is that it's, like, stiff, and if you try to pull it forward, it, like, cracks,
hurts.
Right?
Yeah.
It's just like, ow! Yeah,
or it's fleshy, which is, like, the worst. It's fleshy, but it's also stuck in that position.
What if she can move them, but only, like, a little bit?
It took a lot out of her.
It's like twitching your dick or something. It's like you can give it a little, you can give it a little twitch.
It
but
takes
not
a lot. You really have to put some force in twitching your dick.
Like, you have to find the muscle and like
and to like coach it a little bit because you have to wake it up.
Yeah,
because I mean that's not a muscle used often.
Getting woken up in the morning with those brushing against your cheek.
Maybe she's trying to be sexy. Like she tries to get sexy for him. He's like, let me break out the tentacles.
Oh, give me a sec. Give me a sec.
Oh, and then it like opens, like they open up to reveal another hole in the back of her head,
and it's Christ.
Like that's when she gets down and dirty. But I mean, she probably doesn't clean back there very often, so I'd imagine you wouldn't
lick,
find any of that.
You just lick her tentacles and you start seeing shit. Just covered
man.
In fucking alkaloids. Ugh.
That's I hope that's in the new game.
It's got to be in there somewhere.
Oh.
God, fucking blue ladies.
Anyways. The government's coming down on her for some reason. They're like, we got your archaeological shit. You can't get to it. And then there's like a signal coming from a dig site or whatever.
Oh, wait, while we're on Tria.
Everybody's crazy for some blue.
These writers may be stupid, but they're not dumb. You know, I'm saying everybody knows. They know. Even they know. Yeah.
Everyone's crazy for that blue.
They're just sort of hanging out on this planet, and Vega Blue and a pizza man. I just call him Pizza Man for the entire movie because he looks like a pizza man. They get locked out of something, and then Blue is mad at Vega for it because she thinks
he's
it's his
human.
Fault. He's a human, and they go on an expedition to destroy some kind of alien artifact, and Blue Lady finds it, and then she, you know, they're in like this forest, and she finds this artifact, and then she explains Mass Effect to us, which is very nice. And it turns out Mass Effect is Reapers. Reapers.
This scene has some really horribly inconsistent background art. Like, they pan over different like pieces of art for, like, we're going through all these places, and they don't really move through them. It's just showing the places they go. Mm-hmm. And, like, some of them have weird, like, crackly details on them, if that makes sense. Like,
sure.
Like, a weird airbrush texture on some of them, and I just is not
space,
good.
Man. Anything not goes. Good.
And it doesn't look like Mass Effect or much anything, really. Anyways.
So, yeah, we talked to real Mass Effect Blue Lady, and she's like, I think the Reapers just got rid of the this other race, the whatevers. And then suddenly out of nowhere, this big rock ship shows up that looks like a giant duty. It just looked like a turd the entire time to me. And it's literally like the Oprah Bees gif where it opens up and it's just bugs. It's everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the bugs are here. And then now it's on. Now it's on, son. Everybody's paralyzed.
Shit gets real.
Everybody's paralyzed. And then it shows one of the bugs talking. And I want you to listen to this. I think they just told a dude to just make up whatever into a microphone. It's an alien. Like, just do whatever you want. Yeah,
that sounds like Wino gobbledygook. Fucking.
I'm cutting you off, bug.
I'm fine. I can drive home.
Dude, just let me call you an Uber. It's fine.
No. I don't need an Uber. Oh, yeah.
You can't grind me up into DNA paste. No way, man. You're trash. Crash at my place, bro. And then
I don't want those
PSA.
Bugs sleeping on my couch. They're gross.
They are probably... I mean, they got that exoskeleton seem pretty clean, right? They're like dry.
I don't like exoskeletons.
But all... Like, they're just like... It's like armor, you know? It's not...
Yeah, but they're
dirty.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
But what if he accidentally like trips and breaks one of his limbs off into my couch? That's a really... cleaning that shit up.
Yeah, and he won't care is the thing. He'll just keep going. He just won't use that limb anymore. Dude, where'd you leave your leg? It's in here somewhere. It's gonna start stinking, dude. You need to remember. I don't care how you do it. God damn
I'm going
dude.
To Papa John's. Blah.
Do you even have money?
No, I don't need money. I'm going to take it. Papa's in the house.
My fucking roommate robbed another Papa John's today.
That's buggy. So, yeah, aliens, they're here. They're amongst us.
So they our heroes come up with a plan to launch this big laser at the space turd. What'd I say about firing my laser? These writers, man. It doesn't work because there's a shield, and I guess they just didn't know about the shield, even though it's space and everybody's
This is an instance where Freddie Prinze Jr. says, Dios mío!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. I like that he uses Spanish sometimes to stay attached to his heritage.
Mm-hmm. Gotta know your roots.
You gotta know your roots, man.
He even also sacrifices chickens and people to Quetzalcoatl.
That's... Imagine being... like in the Andromeda galaxy or wherever, and it's like a billion years in the future, and you still remember Mexico. That's like us remembering like a certain building in Rome. That's like it's like us remembering one particular street in England in 5,000 years ago.
A valley in Scotland.
Right, yeah. And speaking the language that they only spoke on that one street or valley.
Mm-hmm. Or like maintaining that accent. Do accents exist in space?
They don't. He's made it up. Everyone, he says,
I'm evil, so I'm going to speak with a British accent. Oh.
He says Dios mío, and everyone in space is just like, dude, what are you saying?
Oh no, we've lost him.
He's got the space madness. All Mexicans in the future are diagnosed with space madness. No.
Build the space wall.
Oh, you can't build walls in space. That's one of the detriments of space. It's three dimensions.
Yeah. So they fire the gun and it gets deflected.
Nope.
And then they fall from the gun, the sexy lady in Vega, and then they land on a tram thing. I don't know how Vega landed there. They didn't really show the process of him like jumping down from layer to layer so much as he fell like 50 feet and then bounced off of an object and then landed on the tram.
Yeah. And by the way, we are not yet halfway through this movie.
Oh. Camille gets abducted. Everyone's favorite character, Camille.
Yeah, they're running away, and apparently they get Camille. Someone just mentions it. I don't know if I wasn't paying attention or if that shot just isn't.
They did get her. She got lifted off by it was pretty unceremonious, really.
She was never that important. So yeah, they get holed up, and it turns out Pizza Man is a human supremacist. Oh no. But they probably should have put something in the plot to make me not agree with him so far, because, like, has anything not been that's not been a human not been a bitch?
Well, they got one with them right now. She's sexy.
She's a bitch, though.
Yeah, but she's hot. She's the
uptight archaeologist.
Nope, come on, man. Everyone's just saying that because she's around. Everyone knows. Everyone feels it. Yeah, they agree. They just can't because the sexy. They all want a bone sexy alien. Because
they're crazy about that blue.
Yeah, dude. Everyone's crazy about that blue.
I can't skoo the boo.
Dude.
I can't shoo the boo. There, blue, boo. I'm going to kill myself.
Two in the pink, put the goo in the blue.
Put the goo in the blue.
The blue is the back of the head.
Oh. No, the blue is the whole thing. It's just put your goo in there.
It's not even like a cute phrase. You're just telling me to put two fingers inside of her and then come in her.
I mean, yeah, no, it's not supposed to be cute. Two in the pink, one in the stink is not cute. No. And put the goo in the blue.
I remember when I was a baby, my mom would say to me, two in the pink, one in the stink.
Cute, I mean, yeah,
cute baby talk.
That really does apply more to babies than you would expect. Like, you got to clean stuff. They get stuff stuck in all kinds of places.
Yeah. Wipe backwards, and two in the pink, one in the stink.
There you go.
Babies, there you go. There's the first lesson of baby class.
Oh, God. So then in this dumbass coincidence, Krogan guy, who they spared in the first scene, happens to be there.
That is a dumbass coincidence.
Cool. And then they're like, and then it's weird. The exact line they say is, "We will not let you go now, but we will in a few minutes when we're more desperate." And I thought that was kind of weird for them to just say that, like, out
but
loud.
But it's not even. It's like the next scene. It's the next.
No,
scene.
No. It's within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like it's got to be. It's they go see him, and they're like, "We're not going to take the chance of letting
you're
you out.
You're the last resort."
And then Vega has the crisis of, "Oh, I want to be the shepherd, but I'm not the shepherd. I'm not as good as the shepherd. Oh no, I can't save everybody."
He is so right too.
Does the shepherd save everybody? Because that's what they seem to be implying.
He saved a fair amount of people. But more than Vega.
Are there tons of choices where it's just like, let these people die or let these people die? No.
He saved an entire alien race.
Okay, so it's not you're not often choosing between like just let who to kill, who to let
die. I mean,
die?
You have to choose between upsetting an alien race and eliminating an alien race.
Oh, okay. Well, but yeah. So yeah, he's just like, "Oh, I suck. I'm not the shepherd." And then Camille comes back as a big bug.
What the fuck was that?
I don't know. They made her a big bug.
And then she fucking evaporates the black guy.
Mason gets fucking vaporized instantly.
Yeah, and then they're like, "Oh shit!"
Speaking of unceremonious, they set the
Krogan free.
Oh yeah, immediately it's like, "Okay, yeah, you're coming out."
And then they say that they have to trust him for some reason.
Just because they're desperate.
I guess
whatever, man. So it's at this point in the movie, they were doing a lot of these smooth camera movement shots before. It's at this point that they've decided that they can just start faking that using interpolation. And it looks so terrible. It's like those fake 60 frames per second videos.
Oh, they're all fucking super compressed looking.
It just looks weird because you get all these fake in-between frames. Yeah, it's so they just decided, we don't want to animate these anymore. So then Nikki bites it somehow, whatever, who cares. And then they have a plan. They plan a suicide mission. That's another Mass Effect thing that I know. And they all drink from a flask to show camaraderie.
Mm-hmm.
And then they bust into that big turret and using their ship to go head on. That was Krogan's idea because he's war guy. And he goes, "Let's just go right in."
That seems reasonable.
I mean, everyone's like, "Yeah, sure, whatever.
Fuck it, I don't care at this point."
So then they're flying through this big turd ship and everyone's in pods. It's
the pods look dumb, by the way.
Well, yeah, it's dumb design. What invented that? Because like Resistance 2 had that too, where it's just like the weird
invasion
organic
of the body snatchers.
Did they have pods?
Yes.
Oh, all right. Well, that's thanks, Bill Major. So yeah, Pizza Man kills the Krogan. Betrayal, and then it turns out Pizza Man is one of the collector. The bugs are the collectors, by the way, and Pizza Man is one of them. Oh no. Double cross.
He's working with them because Cerberus wants to learn more about them.
Yeah, Cerberus, right. So then we get a sad Krogan death. His arms, not his arms, his eyes are gone. And then we get a via con Dios from FPJ. and that's when I realized that this is Freddie Prinze Jr. And I kind of freaked out. Not that I would have recognized Freddie Prinze Jr.'s voice, like. But he's also in Dragon Age as Iron Bull, who I think people liked. So yeah, he turns out he does all voice acting now because his last movie was like a CG like thing from 2008 that has like a 4 on IMDb. So I guess he just decided like, okay, I'm done. All voice acting now. So he's just in BioWare games and cartoons.
Pays the bills.
Oh yeah, no, totally.
He didn't live off that Scooby-Doo money for the rest of his life, I'm sure.
His voice isn't just bad, I guess.
No, it's totally adequate voice. I mean, it's gruff.
So Pizza Man grabs Blue and sexily makes her put her hand on a computer thing. And this computer that they have on this ship is literally just an exposition machine. She just puts her hand on it and goes, and he's like, you know you want to put your hand on this computer machine. And she does, and she gives us a bunch of exposition, which is that the collectors are using human DNA smoothies to remake the Reapers, because the collectors are actually the missing Prothean race created to serve the Reapers.
Yep.
But if they needed to make Reapers, then who made the collectors? Were they Reapers? Are there still some Reapers left? Why don't they just bone?
Maybe they can't produce sexually.
Can they not bone?
Yeah.
Has space developed a race that can only reproduce via slavery?
I think they might be a parasitic race.
Ah. Except it's kind of a weird kind of parasitism where you have to like kind of mold your children out of human blood smush.
It's not that. It doesn't look like that in the game. In the game, it looks almost like people taken over by robot things. Like robot parts were grafted onto people, and then they like sucked all the melanin out of them and made them look really pale, gave them evil glowy eyes and shit. I'm pretty sure.
Ooh, so okay, so they're not giant bugs.
This might be taking liberties. This anime. Yep. All right.
So then yeah, Pizza Man he stomps our man FPJ. Then Blue gets put in a pod, gets sucked into space. Essex dies. But he sacrifices himself valiantly because he's the smarmy guy.
I think we can't just pass over Blue's pod going into space like that because it gets sucked away in hilarious fashion. It's comical.
She like accidentally gets like ballroom spinned into this pod, and accidentally along the way grabs Pizza Man's special bracelet that has all the secret info. Whoa, I'm in this pod now. She gets shot with a laser into the airlock. It looks like she just exploded. It's pretty good.
It seems like all hope is lost.
Essex dies, but he says, collect this bitch. So that's
good way
great.
To go.
Good, yeah, good Honorable. One, bro. And then our boy Vega is faced with a choice.
Oh my god,
at the end of this film. So
it all comes down to choices.
Blue's starting to burn up in the atmosphere, and the ship's crashing, and she says something along the lines of, hey, you got to choose between like saving like one person and saving like hundreds of people.
This is pretty cut and dry. This one's pretty easy, Vega. You could be pretty decent Shepherd right now, like 98% Shepherd, you know.
And then he goes like, all right, he pulls this stick back, and then you see the ship pull back up into space, But then I guess he's on a different ship, because then the big turd ship with all the people on it crashes and they all
fucking
die.
What? This is where spatial awareness gets totally fucked. And like, people are teleporting all over the goddamn place. I don't know where anybody is anymore. This is an issue earlier on in the movie too, where like, when they're trying to break into the ship, they'll say, we're going to go here now, and then they're just there.
Like, well, no, they crashed through. They were in the little Star Trek box on skis, and then they just bust through the wall.
Okay, that does make sense. But the one earlier was egregious. We're like, we're going to get up into the big laser, and then they're just in the big laser.
Yeah, no, they just kind of skip up there.
Yeah, but yeah, so this is not the direction I was anticipating. So yeah, they subvert your expectations. But then it makes it seem like it's all a dream?
You see the ship crash, and it's like, wait, did he save all the people? Is it going to cut, and he's going to have all the people in some storage?
Nope.
And then it cuts to him getting a medal, and Blue Lady's there, and I guess, and he's just like, yeah, you just let hundreds and hundreds of people die. You made the right, good going.
You're
good
a hero.
Job. And the last guy left, Milk, I guess he was the sniper. Is he the beers guy? Is he the drinks guy? I think he is.
Yeah, and he's like, huh, dude, good one. Nice, bro.
He's joking around. He's joking around with him, even though he just killed everybody he knew and loved.
And Vega doesn't even seem that shaken up by it. He's not, like, in a bad way yet.
He's pretty depressed. I don't know.
Well, it's when he gets to the planet is when shit gets really bad.
Yeah, they go back to Turd Crater. And, of course, the only thing that survived was the little girl's stuffed bunny.
This was hers. I'm not sure if we've seen this before in the movie, but it has significance.
Never set up, but it's got to be her. She's the only girl, on this planet.
Certainly could not be any children here besides that one.
And then we get treated to a scene where we watch the entire thing happen again, because we got to reach a $1.30. Got to get there. As we paid for an hour 30. We just got to show the whole thing again.
And then he has a kind of a dream sequence thing.
Yeah, but then he just does the same thing again. He's like, fuck.
Because I thought like they were going to, we're going to turn. This is him waking up in like, he just had a vision of what life would be like if he made the wrong decision. But no, he makes the wrong decision again.
It's hilarious. Yeah. And, you know, I've seen things, I can't really think of anything off the top of my head, but I've seen things where it just like, it just shows you both the endings, and it's just like, one of these happened, whatever. I'm just going to show you both, you know, if it's adapted from like a visual novel or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But this is just like, we go back and it's just like, oh, I did it again. Fuck. It's like a Futurama bit. It's like, it's ridiculous.
I did it again. Fuck.
I killed all those families again.
It's so right, because you get a shot of his face this time as he does it, and he's just more distraught this time.
It's like, he still doesn't want to do it.
I'm crazy for the blue!
I'm too crazy. I've gone insane for the blue.
The blue's taken over my mind. She did the tentacle shit. It's wild.
When that pussy too good, bah! He just kills an entire planet.
Put the goo in the blue. fucking mess. So he fucked up so good that he got promoted to work on the Normandy.
Yep, basically. And then he gets you're a real fucking retard. You get to be a character in Mass Effect. Boom.
And then
Milk and Blue are all there, and they salute this memorial monolith to the hundreds and hundreds of people that died, and then it ends with him doing another Marine drop.
Marines? I thought we were gonna get like a thing where he's like, all these people died, it's my fault, and all they get for it is a monument, but nope. He's fine with that monument.
Salutes it. Like, but so I'm very confused. So the supposedly this bracelet that Blue had contains info that will save lots and lots of people, right?
Yes.
So she goes when she was saying like, you got to save the most people you can, was she talking about herself or the chip?
it would be a really, really roundabout way of saying herself, because she could just say, "You got to save me. I've got the information. This is. I know it's a hard."
She's basically saying, "You got to save me." But then at the end of the last scene, when they're by this mass grave, she goes like, "Hey, why did you save me?"
I mean, he's also like, "Yeah, I'm not really sure why I saved you."
But
But
haven't they both agreed that this data will save like the entire universe or something?
Yeah.
So I don't understand their reasoning for that. And also, what could possibly be on that? You already know it's the Reapers, and you already know all that. Like, why can't you just say? Can't you just remember it? Like, just
tell them. She told them the things that. No, it couldn't have been her saying that you've got to save me, because she was telling him what he needs to relay to, like, the Alliance. So, like, that was it, basically. Like, that was it. Like, the Reapers are doing this, and they're here. They got all the information they needed.
So he didn't need the info.
No, I guess, like, they're going to get better weapons out of it.
But then when he gets the medal, they're like, this info is really valuable, and you made the right choice. So someone is really messed up here.
I think someone
is very confused, and well, I think it's me.
Maybe the idea is that, like, they're just worried about the weapons, man. They're just like, we can develop awesome weapon technology with all this information now. Wasn't that like a thing earlier on?
I
don't know what they're going for. They might have different goals. Might have different goals, man. Mass Effect, Paragon Lost.
And see, the bittersweet thing is that he's never going to get that blue. He's never going to put his goo in there, because imagine, like, it can't be good enough that you can't not think about all of the people you murdered.
Well, no, maybe he has to, like, double down on it and think about it the whole time. Show me the teddy bear! Show me the teddy bear!
Give me the
blue!
This is for you, Private April.
Put the teddy bear in the blue. Use your tentacles on the teddy bear. Let's fuck in front of the grave.
I installed a mod to make the Asari's face teddy bear. I never forget.
Anyways, yeah. If I were Shepard, next time, if I ever play through Mass Effect again, which I won't, I will be a giant dick to him. I'm pretty sure there's an option in there to make fun of him for being bad at what he did.
Oh no!
And I would choose to do that.
Oh no. Ruin that man.
Bully Vega. But still fuck him anyway.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, no, you gotta hate. It's a fine line between hate and fuck. And then we get this great credits music.
Oh, butt rock.
By some band called The Annex, which sounds a little bit like anus.
You have to choose between killing little girls and saving that delicious blue good.
Yeah, this is a pretty obscure band. I'm surprised it wasn't like Fall Out Boy, because that's kind of who they sound like. It's just trash. And it doesn't...
Fits the movie, though.
And I looked through the credits. The only really noteworthy thing... Special thanks to Young Wang. Thanks, Young Wang. I almost Googled that man's name, and then I realized, no,
it's not
sir.
Worth it.
Almost got me, Young Wang. You almost got me. But no, I'm too strong.
Too strong for that Wang.
Yeah. Mass Effect. This really closes that. This really answers all the questions you needed.
I was wondering, like, why is Vega such a giant piece of shit? And now it makes sense.
Why does this guy suck at everything?
Yeah. So, this is horrible. It's really, really bad.
This is really, really bad.
I mean, this is basically, take your pick on what aspect of it is terrible. The writing's horrid. The animation looks like shit.
It felt really rushed and really, really long at the same time, which is
exactly
impressive. It's 'cause, like, imagine you're a Mass Effect fan. I know it's crazy. Just imagine for a second. And like, oh man, I get to see this cool backstory of this thing that I heard about happening. And then, like, it's like a 5-minute scene, like, oh, we found this artifact. Oh, Reapers are real and they exist. And that's it. And just thinking, like, oh man, this cool Rogue One style backstory is just a shit pile of all these fucking mannequin looking assholes.
Stale, bland ass characters.
Ugh.
But, this something that came to mind was that the Halo anime that they made, which was not like this at all. It was a collection of shorts that were basically completely unrelated to the games, but were just set in the universe.
Halo Legends.
And that was way more episodes. Satisfying because it didn't try to be, it didn't try to add anything to the story. It just kind of tried to flesh out the universe more, which is a way better way of doing it.
That's
and it felt like people cared. It felt like people cared, man.
Yeah. And I mean, I know just barely a little bit about that one. Doesn't, or I think it may be thinking of a different Halo show. Doesn't Master Chief show up at one point?
Master Chief is all over Halo Legends.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There's, yeah. Yes.
All right.
And, so, and it doesn't take itself like too seriously.
Four teenagers and they're fighting with the chef. Something. I don't know. You know what else has an anime is Dragon Age.
Put that on the docket.
They did it for that one too. Next Dragon Age game comes out.
Dragon Age has one. Doesn't Dante's Inferno have one?
Oh shit. Yep, you're totally right. It does.
What else? Oh,
yeah, Dragon Age, Blood
Bayonetta.
Mage, No Seisen, Dawn
Bayonetta,
of the Seeker.
Bayonetta kind of makes sense, though.
Yeah, yeah. There's a, I mean, there's like, I guess, I don't know, the Wolverine one wasn't.
Oh, wait,
that's,
what?
That's not a video game. That's not a video game. What?
Okay, I thought you said, you were leading me to believe there for a second that there was an adaptation of the movie adaptation of Wolverine.
No, this is just a really bad Wolverine anime from 2011.
Oh,
by Madhouse.
I watched that. I want a good X-Men anime so bad. Man.
How's that cartoon from the early 2000s? I watched that.
Was it the one with the goth girls?
I don't know. I watched it when I was like 8.
All right, fair enough. Let me try to find a picture of that gerbil from Power Rangers.
I would love to see that. I would love to see that gerbil, please.
Okay, so his name is Sensei Kanoi Watanabe, but I'm pretty sure he gets called Sensei Guinea Pig most of the time.
Sure.
And here's a picture of that guy. Bam. There
oh,
you go.
Oh, dear Christ. But are all the other kids' parents just normal people?
I don't think we see any of them. He's their sensei. He teaches them about being Power Rangers.
And he also just happens to be one of them's dad.
Yeah. Let me find another thing for you.
So instead of like a floating bald man in a big jar, he's a gerbil man. All right, well, I can get behind that, I guess. That's fine.
Okay, so there's this thing called a soul bird. okay.
I'm a soul bird.
I think it was in Spanish. Was the one I found that actually showed it. Okay, so the goodness starts at 33 seconds in, I'd say.
Digging the Spanish. Whoa.
You seeing the lady with the egg?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yep. No, they're going to hop on. Yep.
and then it flies into the back of a Megazord.
You're going to have to edit all this sound. This isn't going to play.
That's fine. This is for me.
Yeah, no. This is for us.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, that's what I've been up to. Those are the highlights for sure.
Wow. Yeah, wow, Power Rangers got silly as it turned out.
Who would have guessed?
Who would have guessed?
Do you want some background on the guinea pig?
Please, read me.
This is from the powerrangers.wikia.com. This is the entirety of the personality section.
Excellent.
Sensei is extremely wise and showed to be a great mentor and a great father to Cam, even in the form of a guinea pig.
They really just copied the sensei from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like,
I'm sure that's what they were going for.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Is that it? Oh, okay.
That was the entire section.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So yeah.
Do you have a newfound appreciation for Mass Effect and the deep fiction that it encompasses?
Nope.
Oh. All right. See ya.